All right, welcome. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's time once again for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, starring the world famous, one of the best runners, best dancers. Help me out here, Tom. I know I'm missing a few accolades.
Longest running host with curly hair.
Longest running with curly hair. I mean, world dancer. Is Mr. Tom Rapio.
Thank you, Nazzy. And also, I think I want to add to my repertoire, snowshoe racing now.
Ooh, really? A snowshoe racer as well?
Yeah, we've been doing it at Canterbury, and we've been doing it at Franklin. There's a hidden jewel in Franklin called Prospect Acres. Incredible. Every day I learn something about New Hampshire, which is actually how this show started, is that we wanted to feature community partners, and we have one of those today. But before I introduce Hannah, I do want to put a little shout out for my own book, Nazzy, which is making the rounds both at Gibson's and the Bookery. But if you want the Amazon Prime truck to drive up your driveway, you can do that and get it on Amazon. It's called Prepare for Crisis, Plan to Thrive. And what people are figuring out is that even though the pandemic seems to be winding down, this is actually a great leadership book in general, as well as probably preparing for the next crisis, which could be a biological crisis, but actually more likely will be a cyber crisis, way more than the current little speed bumps that we all face. So that's what's going on in my life. I want to also thank our last week's guest, Dr. Max Latona, who is with St. A's and the Center for Ethics. So I think we need more of that these days. But this show, we're featuring Tana Clues, who's the CEO of New Hampshire Women's Foundation. And I will I will definitely ask her for her background. But one of the things in the spirit of transparency, I want to acknowledge Tana, because we have a great organization in New Hampshire called the New Hampshire Coalition for Business and Education, which is really a collaboration between business leaders and educators, policymakers, politicians, and others. And the whole point of that was to really get everybody in alignment that we need people qualified as adults to take on all these new responsibilities and open positions. And so we have an initiative called getting 50% of the adult population with a certification or a degree by the year 2026 or whatever. And it was really based on something that Tana had done in Maine. So tell us your very robust background. And then I do want to spend a lot of time on your latest organization, very compelling, New Hampshire Women's Foundation. But why don't you tell the listening audience, Tana, your wonderful background?
Sure. Well, you know, you're right, Tom. We did work together at the coalition. And I think that you and our friend Fred Coker headed up to Maine when I was running Educate Maine back, it's pre-COVID clearly, but I think it was pre-children for me. And it was wonderful to run Educate Maine, which, as you said, was a business and education leaders collaboration, increasing the number of adults in the state of Maine and now in the state of New Hampshire receiving post-secondary degrees and credentials. So that was a lot of fun. And I actually, Tom, I did not know you were an author. I do know you're a runner. And I always tell this funny story to mutual friends of ours that I had just gotten off a long day's work with you guys at the coalition and the charitable foundation, and really had been like a stressful week. And it was Friday night, Saturday morning, was headed off to farmer's market. And I literally step out my door and I see you run by my house because there's a road race that's taking off from Little Harbor School in Portsmouth. And there goes my boss, Tom Rapio. So I couldn't get away. And now I'm going to have to read your book, and I'm sure I'll have some other way to engage with you in the future. But
I do want to give you a shout out though, because it was really like 12 years ago, because the Coalition for Business Education in New Hampshire is still thriving. We're actually coining the term education driven economy, or ED squared, but really Educate Maine was the role model for that. And while Fred is more or less not as involved, he's involved behind the scenes, we still have a very vibrant group that's met all during the pandemic. And of course, with the quote unquote great resignation, with every sector in the economy looking for workers, it's even that much more important that we get credentialed adults. But let's switch gears. So fast forward, here we are And you're now the CEO of a very compelling organization called New Hampshire Women's Foundation. And just again, I don't want to sound self-serving, but this is so important. And for long before it was the popular thing to do, I had been working with our just recently retired VP of Human Resources, Connie Roy Jaskowski. And I said, we absolutely need, you know, gender balance on our board. And for the listening audience, Delta Dental Northeast is actually three companies, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And we have 42 board members. So 15 years ago, the majority of the board members were male men. And so I said to Connie, let's get that that gender balance. So with we're gathering two new board members at an April annual meeting coming up. We'll actually be 21 and 21 effective in April. So it was a concerted 10-year smart goal to get to gender balance. So if you work at, and of course we, and you'll, I know you'll cover this shortly, but companies, and I'm talking about corporations now, and I know you're talking about society as well, but companies that have gender balance in the boardroom, it's proven they're more successful. They make better decisions for, you know, for a lot of reasons. And similarly, we've got the pretty close to that balance on the management team at Northeast Delta Dental. Now we're working as well to get the BIPOC representation on the boards. And there we've actually done quite well already. We're at about 10%. So with that positive bias, and you, so you know, I'm a big believer on this. Tell me about the Women's Foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. So the New Hampshire Women's Foundation invests in opportunity and equality for women and girls in New Hampshire through research, education, advocacy, and grant making. At Northeast Delta Dental has been a supporter of the Women's Foundation for a number of years. And in fact, when I started in 2016, I believe our offices were in what I still lovingly call the Delta Dental nonprofit wing, where you used to donate office space to a number of nonprofits. And we were lucky enough to be able to be there. And now you're right. Your former VP of Human Resources is on our board, Connie. She's a wonderful addition to our board. But the Women's Foundation is actually, in 2014, it is the resulting organization of five organizations in New Hampshire that had merged to create the Women's Foundation. And our four areas of work, research, education, advocacy, and grant making, all represent one of those predecessor organizations. So we're really lucky here in New Hampshire to be the only organization that is doing both philanthropy as well as advocacy on behalf of women and girls, and specifically gender equity. So we have, we're in the legislature advocating on behalf of bills and policies that are important to women and girls. And we do grant making. We're the largest grant maker solely focused on organizations that are serving at the community level. And we also have a research wing of our work. So we've recently released our second flagship publication, The Status of Girls in New Hampshire. And on off years, we do The Status of Women. The Status of Girls is actually the first of its kind here in New Hampshire. It's a wonderful report that showcases both the strengths and weaknesses of what's happening to New Hampshire girls these days, everything from mental illness to education rates, basic demographics, et cetera. And what you'll see in that report is that girls are thriving, but they have incredible barriers that they have to overcome to really reach their full potential.
That's great background. And you're putting a huge positive smile on my face because that nonprofit wing of 2Delta is still viable in Early Learning New Hampshire, although most of them are working virtually, is still there. And Early Learning New Hampshire, another area, you know, the paying attention to people 0 to 4 is so important. Another area where the state of New Hampshire needs to invest more. But it was also started by taking 4 or 5 different fledgling organizations, putting it together, and we formed Early Learning New Hampshire, which does what you're doing for women and girls, they're doing on childcare. And same thing, advocacy at the state house, support system for, you know, childcare organizations. So this is a huge smile to my face, how you pulled it off. So how do you, and that this is your opportunity. I mean, how are you funded, and do you need other corporate sponsors? And you might want to give your contact information out if that's the case.
Sure, absolutely. So we are a statewide community foundation that is supported not only by individual donors, but also by a large group of corporate and foundation partners. We obviously continue to seek support and would appreciate additional corporate sponsors such as Northeast Delta Dental. We have a website, nhwomensfoundation.org. You can learn more about us there. But I wanted to go back to what you said about your board. I think that Delta Dental's ability to recognize the need to have more gender and racial diversity on your board really needs to be commended. And I think that that long run, if you will, or walk towards gender diversity is so incredibly important. You said it took you about 10 years. I think that when we look at board participation, you can tell that here in New Hampshire, we continue to not have enough women in the C-suite, enough board representation, et cetera. So I really appreciate Northeast Delta Dental's ability to do that.
And of course, it feeds on itself, because once you have women on the board or BIPOC representation, then when you're interviewing new candidates, they're going to feel that much more welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you
once
you get the ball rolling, but you've got to get the ball rolling, and it's not a daily thing. I mean, it's a long-term, you know, commitment. It's not the flavor of the month. You have to have the long-term commitment to it. I see our friend Nazzy, so must be going to commercial break.
Yeah, we've got a few seconds left, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about this. This is a great conversation today. I think this is a very important conversation that I hope a lot of other companies take notes on. Okay, and we'll be back next. More Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire. All right, welcome back. It is Nazzy from the Pulse of New Hampshire, Mr. Tom Raffio. Very, very important subject today, Tom. Why don't you pick it back up for the second
Absolutely.
Segment?
Absolutely. Gender balance. We'll talk about. We're gonna segue now into women running for office. But let me just kind of close for those of you who are responsible for your board composition. And there are many, many, many boards in New Hampshire, both profit and nonprofit. And all those boards could use gender balance. But it's also great for business. All the studies are out there. Corporations locally and nationally that have a diverse board make better decisions. They're more successful. It's all the science, the data is all out there. Similarly, we were talking about early learning before. All the science is out there. If we take care of people 0 to 4, they're going to be more successful in life and be better, ultimately be employee potentials for you. So same thing in the corporate boardroom. You just make better decisions. So there's a ton of research on that. And if someone wants to contact me to get a hold of that research, just give me a call at 223-1300. That's my direct line. And you'll either get me or my voicemail. And I always return your phone call if you leave your phone number. But if you don't, then I have my IT people track it down through the modern technology. In any event, so let's shift gears a little bit to women run, and it's not running by your house. It's actually running for office. You know, and I've always been somewhat impressed with New Hampshire in that we've had we had Governor Hassan, and every member of our congressional delegation at the time were women. So I'm not saying that New Hampshire's better than other states, but even though sometimes New Hampshire might have a reputation for being a little on the right side, and meaning right wing side and libertarian, in a lot of respects, you know, a lot of our political leaders, we've had the gender balance. And of course, you know, right now we have obviously Senator Shaheen, Senator Hassan, Andy Custer. So I think we've done pretty well, but I think women's run is I think also needed, because we want to get from the grassroots level, yeah, school boards, et cetera. So take it from there, Tana.
Yeah, absolutely. So So in 2017, the Women's Foundation launched Women Run, the state's only nonpartisan training program to empower and train women to run for office. We really believe that we have the opportunity to change the political landscape here in New Hampshire. And we know that New Hampshire has the capacity to elect women. We see that at the national level in our congressional delegation. As you may recall, in 2012, we had the first ever all-female congressional delegation, both senators, both representatives. But unfortunately, that does not play out at the state level in our legislature or at the local level. So we launched Women Run because, again, as I say oftentimes, in New Hampshire, politics are our currency. No one should be able to do this better than New Hampshire. And we know that we have that capacity as seen by our congressional delegation. So I didn't mention before, but we do have a research wing. And I tell you that because our research portfolio has really highlighted what we're seeing at the state level. And you can look at some of our past gender matters to take a look. But what our research shows us is that about 33 to 34% of the state legislature is made up of women. Unfortunately, at the local level, it's much less than that. And 40% of our municipalities here in the state of New Hampshire have no women, zero women in executive leadership, which means there are 40% of the towns here in New Hampshire that don't have a single person in the city council, town council, in these towns. That's a huge problem. Just in the same way that corporate boards, where we see that corporate boards that have gender parity or gender diversity perform better, they make more money, they make better decisions. We believe the same thing at the local and state level as well. You have to have women represented on these places of power, these tables of power, to really be able to represent that lived experience, to be able to actually, in the same way that it's important that we have moms and dads, pediatricians, dentists representing those areas. We need to make sure that we have gender diversity, that women are able to influence those policies and legislative areas that are going to most impact women and families. So we launched Women Run in 2017, and what we found right away is that if women run, women win. And we've had incredible success thus far. When we first opened in 2017, I think we had 75 spots, or we had 50 spots for that first training. We blew it out of the water. People registered for all 50 spots within 12 hours. We had to expand it. And what we've continued to find, even through COVID, is that people continue to turn up, whether they're deciding that they want to run, maybe they have a friend who wants to run, or maybe they just want to help out and want to see a change here in their local community. So really excited about Women Run, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us based on that data I cited.
Well, that's so important that you get the data out there. I think that's the first thing for people to understand, the very point that both you and I made, which is that while at sort of the federal delegation level, it looks like, you know, we're gender balanced, but at the local level, not so. And of course, as you point out, whether it's a corporation or a government entity, you're going to make better decisions when you have gender balance. So why do you, and this is speculation, I don't want to put you on the spot, but why do you think we can get, you know, Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan and Representative Custer, but at the local level, we've had to make a huge push and we're still behind. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's really about numbers. I think that we know that the state of New Hampshire, citizens of New Hampshire, Granite Staters, have the capacity to elect women, but we need to have more women running for office. So like I said before, if women run, they win. So what we need to make sure is that we're putting out more numbers of women running at the local level. The most likely entry point for women in politics is the school board. And what we know about women is that unlike our male counterparts, they need to be able to check off every single qualification to be able to do something, to apply for a job, et cetera. So they feel confident and compelled to run for school board because their children are being impacted or in the school district. We need to move beyond that. We need to recognize that women bring the skills and experience to be able to sit on city council, to run for the legislature just as much as their male peers. So we believe if we can increase the number of women who are running for office, we will see more women elected and therefore more representation.
I like what you said. Get the numbers out there. And generally, the women candidates win. So it's a good formula, but we have to be at it. So what are some of the other strategic priorities of the New Hampshire Women's Foundation?
Thanks for asking that. So we actually, during COVID, just like most organizations, at first kind of towed the line, held still, tried to figure out what was to come. We had started working on our values right as COVID, just before COVID was going to hit. And our board realized that the first year of COVID, 2020 was an ideal time for us to begin to take a look at what we wanted to be doing in 10 years and to update our strategic plan. And from that strategic planning work, we chose three strategic priorities: voice, money, and power as our strategic priorities. Why? Because we believe that not only as an organization, but women and girls in general need to have access to voice, power, and money. We need to make sure that we're elevating and amplifying women and girls' voices. We need to make sure that we're driving more dollars to organizations that are supporting women and girls, as well as really taking a look at women's wallets. The gender wage gap continues to handicap women here in New Hampshire and across the country. And then power, as cliche as it may sound, we really believe that if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. So we need to have access to those seats of power, have more women elected to office, more women in the C-suite. And so doing more leadership training and mentoring is really key as we look to the next 10 years of the New Hampshire Women's Foundation's impact and success, as well as for women and girls in general here in New Hampshire.
So knowing you, you'll track your metrics and you'll start knowing the results. And I always have an expression: we are what we measure. So I like
No one knows better than you that everything needs to be tied to data. We need to be able to look at both where we're starting from as well as where we're going. And our two flagship publications, The Status of Women in New Hampshire and The Status of Girls in New Hampshire, really do a nice job of that, which is essentially to take a look at where are we right now, and every other year measure that. What are women's leadership, women's access to healthcare, mental health, safety, as well as economy. What is the economic security of women? We'll have a new Status of Women report that comes out this year. And as I mentioned, our Status of Girls report was just released in December of 2021, which is a great report to take a look at, to look more into the lives of girls here in New Hampshire.
So you have a lot in your plate, because your research also includes a quarterly publication called Gender Matters. In addition to what you said, The Status of Girls and The Status of Women, tell us about the Gender Matters publication.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that we've been tracking women's political participation. You can find some of those reports, the women's representation at the local, at the city, as well as the municipal level, in our Gender Matters. But Gender Matters is a quarterly publication where it's really easily digestible data on issues that are currently impacting women and girls. So we have Gender Matters that's about to come out, entitled Women in the Judiciary, and it shines a bright light on the number of women running, I'm not sorry, the women running, the number of women judges here in New Hampshire, and a call for more women to be judges. So take a look at Gender Matters and you'll see all sorts of different, really easily digestible, quick pieces on issues that are impacting women and girls.
So Nazzy, I think you agree with me how compelling this is. So Tana, give out the website one more time, and I want to get corporations to sponsor and really believe this authentically and do something about it. So give us your website one more time.
Absolutely. So it's nhwomensfoundation.org. We are obviously online, on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. And really, Tom, Northeast Delta Dental is just one of several, a handful of corporations here in New Hampshire that have been supporting us for a long time and who I think really align with our values, which is better gender diversity and equity, not only in the workplace, but on these corporate boards as well.
And then as a business, you're more successful. So it's a win-win. Nazzy, that's a wrap. Every one of my shows seems to be more compelling than the prior one.
Listen, Tom, I was listening. I was listening to Tana speak, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've got to look at the time. We're almost out of time. I could have listened to her speak all day.
I know. She's awesome. And it's such an important area. So I want to get large and small employers. Let's get behind this. It'll be better for society. So thank you, Tana.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Northeast Delta Dental Radio on the Pulse of New Hampshire.